I look back on my life, I can see the way you're working in me since I've been saved. Old passed away, new is my name.
Okay, well, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We're back.
Amen.
Amen. We're back and ready for action.
Amen.
Amen. That's an inside joke. Amen. But we praise God for being here again. Amen.
Yes.
And for the privilege of being able to just talk about the goodness of God.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And today we are going to do that from the Gospel of John, chapter 9. And we're going to look at verse number 24. Read first from the King James Version. It says this: Then again called they the man that was blind, and said unto him, Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. In the Amplified it says, So the second time they summoned the man who had been born blind, and said to him, Now give God the glory, the praise. This fellow, we know, is only a sinner, a wicked person. Amen.
Amen.
The backdrop here is Jesus had just healed a man who was born blind.
Mm-hmm.
And the Pharisees, the leaders in the synagogue, wanted to know who healed him.
Right.
They called him the first time. He didn't know who it was. They called his parents. His parents, you know, said, ask him. He's of age.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they didn't want to get kicked out of the synagogue. They didn't want to say Jesus did it. So they called him back a second time, and these Pharisees and these leaders of the synagogue, who really didn't want to know the truth,
mm-hmm.
said to him, Give God the glory.
Yeah.
Tell us the truth. That was what they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
We know this man is a sinner. You know, they wanted him to say that.
Right.
So give God the glory and tell us the truth. And it's just interesting that even though they were coming from a wrong place, they yet revealed something,
mm-hmm.
right, whether they knew it or not. That we give God glory by telling the truth.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Amen. You know, a lot of times we want to do things to the glory of God.
Yes.
And we think about doing all these great things. I'm going to be in ministry, so I want God to get the glory. I'm going to do this because I want God to get the glory. But here's an everyday thing.
Right. Amen.
That we got to make sure we don't overlook when we want to give God the glory. Tell the truth.
Tell the truth. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Because we talk about God's goodness is His glory, right? If when we say we want to give God the glory, we want God's goodness to be revealed through what we do.
Yes, yes. Amen.
So when I sing this song, or if I preach the message, or if I, you know, if I'm in ministry, I want the goodness of God to be revealed.
Yes.
This way He'll get the glory.
Yes, amen.
So I'm doing it to His glory.
Yes.
Well, if we tell the truth, we're showing the goodness of God, because God is not a man that He should lie.
Amen.
Everything that He says
Jesus.
Is true.
Amen.
But when we don't tell the truth,
Jesus. Amen.
We're not giving God glory.
No. Because
it's
Amen.
Not making Him look good.
Amen.
We're children of God, and here we are. We're supposed to take after God.
Yes.
And so here's a way for someone who says, I just want to glorify God. Well, let's start here. Tell the truth.
Tell the truth, oh Jesus.
And remember, we talked about it when we started, right?
Mm-hmm.
Paul, in the book of Ephesians chapter 4,
oh, yes.
He starts telling he's talking to the Christians. He's talking to the church. And the first thing he says to them, right, talking about living a Christian life,
mm-hmm.
he said, stop lying.
Yes, amen, amen, amen. And we think about it, because it seems like, that's no big deal if I say this word or say that
right.
word. But words are important, because
Amen.
They're important enough to God, you know.
No question.
And we don't tell the truth if we say that we're going to do something and then we don't do it.
That's right.
You know, that's like keeping your word.
That's right.
So we're lying, especially if we know, like somebody says, oh, you're going to get up at 8 o'clock, we're going to meet at 8 o'clock, and you know you don't get out of the bed until 8 o'clock, but you're going to tell somebody you're going to meet them at 8 o'clock. right?
Mm-hmm.
You're lying. If you say it out of your mouth, you have told a lie. You're not telling the truth, you
right.
know? And it's even sometimes when we give, like, what people call a half-truth.
Yes, half-truth. What's yeah. the other half?
Right, the other half is a lie. If it's a half-truth, it's a lie.
That's right.
Because the truth is whole.
That's right.
You
Amen.
Can't break it up.
Amen. There's no such thing.
So what we do, especially as Christians, we have to watch what we say
Amen.
And watch. You know, don't just tell people things, you know, because we're lying. When we tell somebody something and we don't carry through with what we said,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
we're lying. You know, and that's not giving God the glory.
No. And, you know, also too, you know, like you said, if we're not intending to do something or we know, you know, and like you said, half-truth, and even, you know, when people have an impression of something.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
it's an incorrect impression and you know it, but it's favorable toward you, and so you let it sit.
Sit. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, in other words, you know, your boss thinks you did
right.
the particular
right.
job,
project.
But you know your coworker did it. And if you don't say, well, if he thinks I did it, I'm just going to let him. No, but that's, see, you let him walk away with
right.
an incorrect impression,
impression,
and you did nothing to correct it. That's,
you're
that's,
lying.
That's not telling the truth.
Amen. Amen.
That's not telling the truth. And so sometimes it's an affirmative, you know, mm-hmm. you just say something that's not true. Sometimes it's more passive.
Yes.
Where you just let something go that you know is not true, the other person doesn't, but you let them walk away with that
right.
misunderstanding, that,
right.
that misbelief. You know what I mean? They're believing something wrong,
right.
and you know it's wrong, but you do nothing to correct it.
Because
it's favorable to you or unfavorable to somebody else, and you don't mind.
Right.
That's not giving God glory
Amen.
Either.
Amen. Amen. We do that so much. We do that often, even, you know, especially, you know, in the church, because somebody might say, oh, that was a nice bulletin. Yeah, praise the Lord. You didn't do it. You know?
Right.
That was
a good,
good
chicken.
Idea. Yeah.
That was a good chicken.
But you didn't come up with the idea.
Right.
You didn't make the chicken.
Right.
And it's good to say, yeah, praise the Lord. Yeah. But so-and-so did it.
Right.
Oh, tell so-and-so. You
right.
know? It wasn't you.
Right.
Don't like you said, don't just leave the impression out there,
right.
you know, that you did it when you know you didn't do it.
Right.
You know, tell the truth.
Yeah.
Tell the truth.
I remember on that score, we remember years ago, we were at a church service. We had went to visit a church,
mm-hmm.
And we were there, and the pastor, I think he was a bishop at that time, he was preaching. And we had left our former church,
oh,
and
yes,
we were going to another
mm-hmm.
church. And he made mention of us.
Yes.
Oh, it's nice to see the Fennells there. And he mentioned our affiliation with this church that we
yes.
were no longer
a part of.
Mm-hmm. And we stayed. And yes. you know how it was after service, it was late. It was a weeknight. I remember.
Yes.
And we stayed. And everybody wants to go speak to the pastor. And the only reason why we say it to greet him, but also to say, we wanted to let you know we left that church.
Right.
We didn't want to leave you with the misimpression that we were still there.
Amen.
And I'll never forget how appreciative he was
yes.
of us doing
I
that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because it wasn't nothing negative, but we just, it didn't sit well
no,
with our spirit.
Right.
We were not going to leave that church and let him believe that we were part of a ministry that we no longer were.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because it was a bad thing. It just didn't seem right, you know, because we knew his understanding
yes.
was based on something that was no longer true, and we just wanted to let him know. Because we loved him enough that we wanted him to know what the truth was.
Yeah.
And I just never forget how appreciative
yes.
he was. And
yeah.
I know God led us to do that. And it's those types of things that someone might say, well, what's the big deal? Well, see, again, the people say, we don't trip over mountains, we trip over
stones.
And see, these are stones. And these are the things that trip
yes,
us up.
Yes.
These small things that people think are insignificant.
Things.
But this is what makes people slip.
Yes.
These are the things that trip people up.
Yes.
It ain't the big things.
No, it's the little things.
It's these little things.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking, Paul says in Ephesians 4, the first thing he says, when he talks about be renewed in the spirit of your mind, put on the new man and all that. First thing he says, wherefore put away lying. The first thing. Right? Speak every man truth with his neighbor.
And he's talking to the church.
Yeah.
Amen.
But it's the first thing he says in terms
Amen.
Of what is Christian conduct.
Conduct. Amen.
Speak the truth.
Amen.
Why? Because that glorifies God.
Yes. And it's no small thing, you know, because the scripture also says, I don't know where it says it, but it says, do all, and everything that you're doing, do all to the glory of God, whether you eat or drink, or I don't know where it is. But
I think it's 1 Corinthians 10:31.
But whether you eat or drink, do all to the glory of God.
Yeah.
And if we are living our lives, everything we do should represent the glory of God, should show forth the goodness of God. So even our mouths, you know, we should not lie. We should always tell the truth. The word is the truth. You can't go wrong there. If you speak the word, you'll tell the truth. So if you always speak the word, then you'll be telling the truth. You don't have to worry about it. But anything else we speak out of our mouths, we need to make sure that it's true and we don't leave any false impressions.
Right.
You know, I know it's easy sometimes to, you know, get stuck in something. Like even you were talking earlier about, you know, we talked to somebody and said, oh, I sent them a text or I called them. When you didn't actually call them, you sent them a text.
Right, or you say, I spoke to them.
Right, or you say, I spoke to them.
Yeah, and you sent them a text or an email. You didn't speak to them.
Right, you didn't speak, because speak involves using your mouth.
Yeah, to me, but also too, and somebody said, oh, you're being too technical, right?
Yeah.
But when you speak to somebody, you expect that the level of conversation was more detailed than a text message.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, if someone tells me I texted somebody as opposed to I spoke to somebody, to me, I know, okay, that exchange was brief and, you know what I mean? And, and some stuff, not everything is, it's not full. It's not as full as a conversation.
And you can't see it. Well, if you're talking to them face to face, you can't see their emotions or anything like that. And you can't hear it in a text.
No.
You know,
you can misinterpret stuff in a text.
Right, so
because it's
if you
written.
Spoke, then say speak.
Do you text or say I texted them?
Or email them. But, you know, even that, and you say, oh, it's so small. No, it's not. It's still a lie.
No question.
If you spoke them, you spoke them. You text them, you text them. Switching it up.
It's all the same thing. No, it's not. But see, and again, but the thing is this. The bottom line is that you want to be as, here's the thing. We like God to be on time, but we don't like to be. We don't think being on time is all that important. We want to know that everything that God says is true. But we're not so particular about ourselves.
Right.
It's just a funny thing.
Yeah.
It's like when we're the recipient, we want it.
Oh yeah.
When we're the
it's
giver,
different.
Hey,
different story.
Cut me some slack. And the bottom line is this: this is not about trying to be particular or picky. But this is about, right, whether the Pharisees knew it or not, they were speaking truth. Give glory to God by telling the truth. Now, this man was telling the truth, right? They didn't want to hear that truth, but that's another story. But give glory to God by
telling
the
truth.
And that's what this is about.
That's it.
Right?
Amen.
That it's not some great undertaking sometimes. Before you try to do the greater, let's make sure we mastered the lesser.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Before you start trying to build a church, let's just build good relationships on the foundation of truth.
Amen.
You know what I mean? And in honesty and forthrightness. And if it wasn't something that was important for the body, I don't think Paul, when he starts talking about the new man and being renewed in the spirit of your mind in Ephesians 4 and in 25, the first thing he says is, wherefore put away lying.
Yes.
Right? So this is something that, just being truthful, it doesn't mean that people go around like being like junior Pinocchios or anything, you know what I mean?
Right.
But it's just that, you know, sometimes we are, like you said, half-truths, little white lies, you know what I mean? little skirting of things, you know, mischaracterizations. That doesn't give glory to God.
No. Amen. I just thought about this as you were just talking just now, just to make note of, but that, you know, sometimes when we're presented with something and we tell our stories, we tend to leave stuff out. You know, so that's that too. If you're going to tell the story, tell the whole story.
Tell the
truth and nothing but the truth.
Yeah.
Tell the whole story. Don't leave anything out. Don't leave anybody to
make any
impression.
I just can't tell the stuff that makes me look good.
Right, see, that's
make
what
the other person look bad. I can't do that.
We like to paint certain pictures.
I can't do that.
No, you can't do that.
Oh.
Tell the whole, tell them, oh yeah, I did this, you know, they did this and that. But I did. Tell that too. You know, don't leave that out. Tell the whole story.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's telling the truth. Give God the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. That's right. And that's what we want to do.
Amen.
Amen. And so, you know, this is just, I believe, a reminder from the Lord. You know, sometimes we can get so caught up in the big things and wanting to do those things. That's fine. You know what I mean? That you know, you want to do great things for God. And that's a good thing. But I think God is saying to us today, be mindful that I'm glorified by some of these smaller things too.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You know, telling the truth, living honestly with one another. You know what I mean?
Yes.
As Paul later said in Ephesians about, you know, those that steal, steal no more. You know, those things like that. Things that,
things.
You know, that seem little, but they're big. You know what I mean? Because they're, you know, it's about whether or not the conduct's in keeping with God's character.
Amen.
Amen. We're people of God, then we want to reflect His character. We're made in His image. We want to reflect His character.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So listen, we thank God for the time. Amen.
Amen.
Just to share this with you on today, and we're praying that you're encouraged. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
And that we're all encouraged to, you know, to be truthful and honest and open with all of our in all of our dealings.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Because that brings glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, so listen, until next time, amen. We thank God for you.
Amen.
And we appreciate every opportunity we have, amen, just to talk about the goodness of God from His Word.
Amen.
And we just want you to know that Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
Amen. As we always want to say as we close.
Amen.
And He loves you.
Yes.
Don't let anybody tell you different. He loves
amen.
You. And His love
never fails.
Amen.
Amen. His eyes, that I'm more precious than gold, loving me though.